This is Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly boxed beef trade for week ending September 7th. The daily spot choice boxed beef cutout ended the week at 195.23 on Friday, which was 44 cents lower and just a little weaker than the comprehensive choice cutout, which is the weekly average of all types of sales. That comprehensive choice cutout was at 195.73, which was 29 cents higher than last week. Sales volume was about the same as the previous week, which means retailers continued to reload shelves after the big grilling holiday. The total reported box beef volume was 6,822 loads, which was only 6 loads less than last week. The formula trade was 3,206 loads for the week, which was 168 loads less than last week and about 47% of the total sales. The big news, however, was the outfront sales that were 1,568 loads, and that was 212 loads more than last week, indicating once again good demand for October, which is quite often a good grilling month. The exports were even more outstanding, with 1,167 loads sold, which was 338 loads better than the previous week. The NAFTA exports were about steady at 142 of those loads, and a whopping 1,025 loads were shipped overseas. The primal cut trade portion of the spot trade, the outside primal cuts, which are chucks and rounds, they were steady to weak. The inside primal cuts, which the choice and select ribs and loins, were mostly 1 to 3 lower, except those choice loins, which were about $3 higher. The most recent 10-week rolling box beef sales average was 6,903 loads per week, and that compares to 7,000 loads per week last year. It was 97 loads less than last year's average. The important item is that we are dropping quite a bit faster than last year and well below the previous years. The cow cutout was pretty much steady after gaining about $6 the last couple of weeks. Taking a look at the finished cattle trade, that was steady to $2 lower at $122 to $123.50. Dress prices were $1 to $2 lower at $193 to $195. The average live weight for cattle harvested from the Texas Panhandle jumped 15 pounds. It jumped up to 1,281 pounds, and that was compared to 1,263 last year. The latest average national steer carcass weight has continued to follow pretty close to last year, and it was 2 pounds heavier at 866 pounds, and that compares to 867 last year, but only 848 pounds for the four-year average of 2008 to 2011. The choice select spread was about $14 on Friday, which was about a dollar wider than the previous week. The yearling feeder cattle at the Southern Plains auctions were mostly steady to firm, instances of $1 higher in a light holiday week test. The only big numbers of feeders this week weighed over 700 pounds, with an extremely light test under that, and not many new crop calves moving yet. The Southern Plains auction receipts at our 10 test auctions were 13,000 head compared to 27,000 head last week. The 5 to 600 pound steers traded at 172 to 186, and the yearling trade on the 7 to 750 weight steers was steady at 159 to 163. Those 8 to 850 pound steers were firm at 151 to 155. And the Texas direct trade reported 17,600 head that was $1 to $3 higher. There was about 2,300 head of 750 to 800 pound steers trading at 154 to 159. And 575 head of 8 to 850 pound steers trading at 150 to 153, and both of those were current FOB prices. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.